The title of my message would be is Living in the Storm. Living in the Storm. The fathers that are here today, that families that have children, and the moms that went to the retreat, it seems like a weekend, us as fathers living in the storm, right? Man, I don't know how moms do, but God bless their hearts. God bless their hearts. As people, we tend to enjoy life, and often we enjoy life on the beach. We tend to sit under the sun, take a chair, and just enjoy life where it's quiet, peaceful, and restful. But often we find ourselves as Christians that more often we're in the middle of the storm than on the shores of the beach. More often, me and you, we find ourselves like the waves are coming against us, the winds are blowing against our life, and it seems like we're trying to get stable, but we can't because the winds and waves are roaring against us. But you know, let me tell you this, that life, creativity, trust, and growth happens in the places where there is action, movement, noise, construction, and yes, storms. We don't like them. We would prefer everything to be quiet and chilled, but actually life movement where we learn how to go forward, it is in the middle of the storm. It is in the middle where it's chaotic, it seems like. But also God is bringing us to a place where we can trust Him, where we can trust Him. One of the things that you're aware of, and some of you probably visited Israel, that there is a Dead Sea, and there is a reason why the Dead Sea is called Dead Sea, because it's dead. People go there from all over the world and they enjoy time. And if you go actually on Google, this is what I did as well, just to find a little bit more information about Dead Sea. People actually travel from all over the world to go there and relax and actually float. Float on the waters that are saltier than any waters in the world and just chill. And a lot of them actually, they take the newspaper or a book and they read. It's amazing. But one of the things, even though it's cool what they do, but one of the truth is it is a Dead Sea. But we are not called to relax on a Dead Sea. Me and you are called as believers of Jesus Christ to fight, swim, and to go forward in Christ in the middle of the storm. As good as Dead Sea can be, as good as those moments can be, reading a newspaper and just cruising through life, but most of us have experienced majority of our life that we're fighting and we're like in a battle. And Dead Sea seems like for us a fairy tale because we find ourselves in the middle of the storm. But you know, now the battles we face in life are not against flesh and blood. Especially in the day we live in, the things that we face in life, the political agenda, the society around us, the communities around us, the uproar, the hate, the mistrust, everything that we face, it seems like we're fighting all those things, but we're not fighting the people. We're fighting the spirit behind it. We do not battle physical war, but me and you as Christians, we battle a spiritual war. And the Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 22, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And this is what we battle. And our battle, it's not just to go and just show ourselves up somewhere and hold a piece of cardboard or whatever and wave, even though those things are good and has its own time and its own places. But our battle are being won on our knees and in our worship. This is where our battle is being fought, won. It is on our knees and in our worship. As good as the protest is, as good as to let our voices know, as good as the voting system is, all those things are great and they're given to us as a right as citizens. But as believers, we can never come to a conclusion that this is where the battles are won. They're not won there, they're won in their prayer closet and they're won in our worship. And often we have turned away from those two things and turned away to our own ideas how the battles are being won. And now we see around the world what man is capable of without God. But with God, all things are possible. That's what the Bible says. With God, we're more than conquerors. And I want to talk today that the storms that we face in life, let's come back to the prayer and worship. Let's come back to those two things that actually have an impact and change in life. Amen? What to expect in storms? And we can go through some of the storms and we think, man, what is it to expect? Well, expect opposition and expect resistance. Know that when you face difficulties in life, automatically with those difficulties will come opposition and will come also resistance. And the Bible is teaching us that we are to come into the courts of the Lord with thanksgiving. Doesn't matter what we face, to come to Him with thanksgiving. And in that opposition, in that place of resistance, to say, God, you're still faithful. God, you're still good. I'm reminded of a story that is written in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 10, verses 8 through 11. It says this. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? And this is the question that Pharaoh is saying, that who are the ones that are going to go? I thought it would be common sense that when Moses came to Pharaoh, it would be common sense that the whole nation of Israel would go. You see, but when they stepped in faith and when they went to Pharaoh, now they're facing in this turmoil that they're facing, also they're facing questions and also challenges and opposition from Pharaoh. And Moses says, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. You see, our journey, when we follow Jesus Christ, it's not only partially and then we give up. Or it's not only that we go half of our life and then God gives up on us, but it's all the way. It's all the way to the end because God is faithful. And you see, even here, as the nation of Israel, they were promised freedom. And Moses comes and says, you must let these people go. And Pharaoh doesn't want to let everybody go. He wants to keep the children, the most precious thing that we have in our life. It's our children. It's our young people. It is the people who is going to be the next generation. He says, no, if you want to go with the older ones, if you want to go with just men into the wilderness to worship, you can do that. And right away, in the middle of the storm that Moses is facing, he's facing opposition from the Pharaoh. But he says, no, no, no. And Moses says, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters. And not just that, but with our flock and with our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. And this is our attitude should be during the times of testing, during the times of storm, that we will go forward and not just alone, but with our families, with our spouse, with our children, with our young people, with our older people. We're gonna go forward because in the midst of opposition, we will go forward by the grace of God. Amen? Moses did not settle for less. He did not negotiate, but he was firm on letting Pharaoh know that all of them will be going forward. All of them. And this is the attitude we as Christians should have when we pray, when we worship. We go all the way and we go with everyone. We go all the way and we go with everyone. And in the midst of this journey, there is no compromise with the enemy. There is no negotiation with the enemy. But we stand firm upon the word of the God, of the Lord, to say that we are going forward with the Lord. In the midst of the storm that me and you face, know that there is purpose in the storm. It is so hard sometimes to think, man, why is this going on in my life? And somebody else, it seems like it's perfect. But there is purpose in the things that you're going through. It is hard to believe. It is hard to acknowledge that in the middle of the storm. But as Pastor Josiah mentioned in the beginning, that when we go through in life and we look back where we were and where we are today, it is the mercy of God. And it's worth it all. It was worth it all. Praise the Lord. And in Exodus chapter 5 and 6, there was purpose for this nation to leave Israel, to leave Egypt.
The Israelite nation had a purpose. They were not just, well, just leave the places of Egypt where you're so familiar with slavery and everything that is going on there. But there was a purpose, and the purpose was God wanted them to enter into the promised land. You see, the storms in life that we face sometimes actually drives us from one place of comfortability, from the Dead Sea to the Roaring Sea, trusting the Lord for a miracle and entering to the promised land, meaning the promises of God. That not by bread alone man shall live, but by the word of God. And this is our journey that we're gonna come, I believe, in a time that we live in. That not the wealth and the belongings and all the things that we have, all those things are not gonna be sufficient to fix the issues that we will face in life. But one thing what we'll have is prayer and worship. In the middle of the storm, to lift our hands and to worship Him. This is how we're gonna fight our battles and win our battles. By holding to the promises of God, coming to the promised land, and when they came to the promised land, all what was left for the nation of Israel is just to shout a shout of victory. When they were coming against this Jericho walls, all what it was just faith and a shout. It is faith that you can enter there, and those who did not have faith, they died in the wilderness. But the younger generation, they entered to the promised land and all what it had to do with faith and a shout, because Jesus Christ has won the battle for me and for you. And now we come to Him by faith and a shout of victory because we are His own now. Praise God. In the storm, we have to remember that we are not alone. Me and you are not alone. Not only other people go through storms. Not only your neighbors go through storms in life, but me and you as Christians, yes, we go through storms. Some people might preach that when you come to Jesus Christ, it's actually a life perfected by Him, and there is no issues, there is no challenges, there is no obstacles, there is no hardships, there is no sickness, there is none of that. But when I look at the Bible says that all who would like to live righteously will be persecuted. All who will follow Jesus Christ will face obstacles in life. That on our own, we're not going to be able to make it. But by the Spirit of God, we will go forward. All of us. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. On the same day when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." You see, same thing to the other side. The nation of Israel, they were going from Egypt to the other side, to the promised land. And now Jesus and His disciples, they're crossing over. It's a journey. It is a journey from the point you are in right now and to the point where we're going. It is a journey, and we will encounter storms in life. Now when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat as He was. And other little boats were also with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But He was in the stern, sleep on His pillow. And they awoke Him and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But He said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have not no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey Him?" That is an amazing story. As the worship team comes, I'm going to be closing. It's not going to be a long sermon, but I just want to share what I have on my heart. But you see, Jesus was with His disciples, and they're going from one place to another. Jesus is resting in that storm when the disciples are freaking out and they're thinking they're gonna die. And now they're waking Jesus and say, "Listen, do you not care for our lives?" And sometimes this is how we feel. If we're honest with ourselves, we come into our prayer closet and we point fingers to God. "God, do you not care what is going on in my life? Do you not see the sickness that I'm facing? Do you not see my children going to the world? Do you not see the battles that I face? Do you not see the bills that I have, that I have finances to pay my bills? Do you not see what is going on? And we're thinking that Jesus is actually apart and busy doing something else than caring for our families and for ourselves. And we think that we are alone in this journey, but we're not alone. Jesus is there. The reason Jesus was able to rest in the storm is because he had power to speak over the storm. Listen to this. When God began to speak to me this verse, Jesus had the power and the authority to speak over the storm because he knew how to rest in the storm. And Jesus is calling me and you now as his disciples, as his followers, not to freak out when the storms come against us. But he is an example how to rest into the storm because he is in control. He is in control. And nothing will touch you. Nothing will happen to you without God being involved in your life. Without God being present in your life. And yes, sometimes we face results of our decisions, of our bad, poor decisions. Yes, sometimes we feel results of our sin. But isn't it amazing that Jesus Christ has redeemed us and he's there to walk us through even those challenges, even those mistakes me and you did. He is faithful. He is faithful. And in the storm, he's speaking to the disciples all with little faith. He's amazed that means if you would die, I would die with you, right? And he's saying, listen, I am with you. I am with you. And the reason why I have the power to speak over the storm, because I created the waters. I created the Dead Sea. I created the waves. I created all the things. I spoke a word and things came into existence. And now I can speak a word into your life. And the waves and the roaring winds, they can come down. And whatever what you face in your life, whatever what you face as a family, whatever what you face as a spouse, whatever what you face as a child, whatever what you face as a student, nothing is too big for God that he can't fix it. Nothing is indifferent for him that he doesn't care for you. He loves you. He cares for you. There is not a hair that falls from our head that he's not aware of. Think about that. There is nothing that is going on in our life that God says that I don't care about. No, he cares. He cares. And the reason he knew how to speak over storms and he had power and authority to speak over them, and that gave him the power and the authority to rest in the storms. And beloved, I want you to rest through everything that you're going through in life right now. I want you to stand upon the word of God and to rest in those storms. To rest in those storms. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says this, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. What a powerful verse. He's saying, listen, it's not if you walk, but when you pass through. When you walk, in different words, it will come a season in our life that we will encounter storms. We will encounter challenges, but God is with us. We're not going alone in this journey, but he's with us. Be encouraged today that God is with you. God is with you. I would like to read Psalm 91. I love this psalm. And we'll be closing in a minute. Psalm 91 says this, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely he has delivered you from the snares of the fowls and from the pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His shoot shall be your shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 might fall at your right side, and 1,000 at your right hand,
but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to take you in all your ways, to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon you. He said, all of these things we can do because he has set his love upon you and me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him in honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a powerful psalm. It is a reminder to me and you that nothing will touch us unless the Lord allows it. And when we come to him and when we ask him to help us and to deliver us, he will do just that. There is a song that I love. I've listened many times and I think about it from time to time. And I think this song actually covers all aspects of our life, of how we feel sometimes or what we go through. And it says, I've had many tears and sorrows. I have questions for tomorrow. There's been times I did not know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. That my trial come to only make me strong. Hallelujah. The trials that me and you face, they only come to make us strong. I've been to lots of places. I've seen a lot of faces. There's been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I am his own. It is those journeys that we feel alone, but Jesus is letting me and you know that, listen, you belong to me. I thank God for the mountains. I thank God for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. The storms he brought me and you through. Whoa, we thank you, Jesus. For if I've never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. I love this last verse and I would like to read it again. Think about this. I thank God for the mountains. I thank God for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I would know God could not solve them. I'd never know that faith in God could do. The issues that we face in life, it is actually an opportunity for God to let us know what he can do. And that's my conclusion. The storms in our life that we face, it's actually an opportunity for God to show his faithfulness and to remind us one more time what God can do. Doesn't matter what you go through, put your faith and trust in him and he will show you what he can do. Amen. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word that speaks to us. And Lord, I just felt in my heart that there are people today that face storms in life, that face obstacles in life, and they feel all alone. God, but we're reminded that we're not alone according to your word, that you are always there. Would you walk with us now? And if we've never went through trials, tests, we would never know your faithfulness. If we have never failed or sinned, we have never been known what it means to be forgiven. If we've never messed up, we would never know you as a perfect God. If we never
face sickness, we would never known you as a healer. God, you allow things in our life for us to turn to you, to rely on you, and to come to a deeper understanding that you are everything. To come to a deeper understanding that everything you hold in your hands and that you have control upon everything. Lord, if we never face trouble, if we've never faced winds, if we never faced storms in life, we would never know your voice as you would speak peace to the storms. And we come to you with our families, we come to you with our spouse, we come to you with this church, crying out to you, would you cause us to rise above the winds that comes against us? Would you cause us to speak now to the storms, to be quiet? Would you cause us in faith to speak to the sickness in the name of Jesus, be healed? Would you give us faith, oh God, to rise above all the voices that come against us, for us to understand that the war that we face, the battle that we face, are not physical, but they are spiritual. And we fight against them in the name of Jesus. Would you cause us to rise in faith, oh God? Would you cause us to turn our eyes upon you and to lift our voices to you and to worship you in the middle of the storm? To declare your faithfulness and to declare your goodness. There are many things in our life we do not fully understand, but God, you have not called us to figure everything out, but you just said, follow me. Jesus, I pray, as we follow you, would you help us so our faith doesn't grow weary? As you were praying for the disciples, for their faith, God, I pray right now, would you help all of us that our faith doesn't grow weary? When we pray for our children that are walking in this world, when we pray for our mothers and our fathers that are in this world, when we pray for their salvation, God, would you help us so our faith doesn't go weary? But help us to believe you for the impossible, oh God. We will face opposition. We will face people that will speak differently than your word says. But God, we declare your word to be truth and help us to stand upon your word. Lord, would you put a shout of victory in our hearts? Would you put a shout of joy in our hearts? Would you put in our feet a leaping joy that when we see the impossible things that are turning around because you have spoken a word and your word came to truth? God, would you cause us to be witnesses of this Jericho walls of impossibility falling down? God, would you put a shout of glory in our hearts, in our mouth, to be able to declare your faithfulness and be reminded from day to day that you are faithful. The battle has been won, and now we are walking in victory that has been won for us on the cross. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we've learned to trust in God. Through it all that we face in life, we've learned to cry out to you. And we're still learning how to come and say, God, we rely upon you. It is through it all, you're still faithful. You're still loving and you're still kind. You're still merciful. You're still just and you're still holy. Through it all, oh God, you never change. You never change, but you're the same, oh Father. And the miracles and your power that was given to the Israelite nation, the same power that was given unto the disciples, the same Holy Spirit now dwells within us because you are for us, not against us. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you will turn our mourning into dancing, that you will turn our weeping into joy, that you will turn our evenings of weeping and the darkest nights, you will turn into the shiny morning. Hallelujah. The storms that come against us, you will turn them into the rainbow, which reminds us of your promises that you will not let us just die in the waves that are coming against us, that we will not suffocate into the waters that come against us. God, that is a reminder for us that now we will live and we are not just gonna be survivors, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
that we can pray these prayers and knowing that you are for us, that you are for us, not against us. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? If this word spoke to you, whatever what you're going through, whatever storms you face, as I was praying and a picture came actually into my mind as the flood came as a result of sin and flooded the whole world and only a few people were saved. But then God says, listen, I'm gonna give you this rainbow as a sign that I will never flood this world again. In different words, people should not die out of a flood because I gave them away on the cross, dying and giving them away for them to live forever. It is a promise that the storms you face in life, you will not die there. You will not die there. But they're the obstacles that will make us stronger to overcome things in life, to put our faith and trust in Him, and we are gonna finish victorious. Amen? Whatever what you face, it's either sickness, it's either challenges in your family, it's either sin, it's either battles in your mind, it's either desire to live, a desire for something more. There is more to your life than what you just see. And it's found in Jesus Christ. And if this message spoke to you, come join me here up front and we're gonna be praying in a moment.